This is the Sakar Moli of 2nd of April 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you need to have unlimited disinterest in this old and impure world because you have to become pure. When your stage ascends, there is benefit for everyone. Question. It is said that a soul is his own worst enemy and his own best friend. What is true friendship? Answer. Constantly following the Srimat of the One Father is true friendship. True friendship is to remember the One Father and become pure and claim the full inheritance from the Father. Only the Father tells you the way to form this friendship. It is at the confluence age that each of you souls becomes your own best friend. Song. You spent the night sleeping and the day eating. Om Shanti. This song, in fact, belongs to the path of devotion. Throughout the whole world, singing songs, studying scriptures, and going on pilgrimages all belong to the path of devotion. Only you children understand what is meant by the path of this knowledge and what is meant by the path of devotion. The Vedas, the scriptures, the Upanishads, etc., all belong to the path of devotion. The reward of this knowledge lasts for the first half cycle, and devotion lasts for the next half cycle. Whilst performing devotion, you have to descend. Whilst taking 84 births, you descend, and then for one birth, it is your stage of ascent, which is called the path of this knowledge. It has been remembered of this knowledge that liberation in life can be claimed in a second. The kingdom of Ravan, that has continued since the Copper Age began, is to end, and then the kingdom of Rama will begin. When you have completed your 84 births, everyone in the drama benefits because of your ascending stage. These words are written somewhere or other in one scripture or another. When your stage ascends, there is benefit for everyone. Only the One Father grants salvation to all. There are as many different ideas as the many different types of sannyasis, etc. It has been written in the scriptures that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. Shankaracharya's idea is that it lasts for 10,000 years. There is such a vast difference. Then some still say that it lasts for hundreds of thousands of years. There are many human beings, many opinions, and many different religions in the Iron Age. In the Golden Age, there is only one direction. The Father sits here and tells you children this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. How long does it take him to tell you this? He continues to tell you things. You mustn't ask why you were not told all of this before. Children are taught in a school, number-wise. Young children have small organs, and so they are taught very little. As they become older and their organs grow, the locks on their intellects open, and they are able to imbibe their lessons. Nothing can be inculcated into the intellects of small children. When they grow older, they become barristers and judges, etc. The same happens here. The intellects of some are able to imbibe this knowledge very well. The Father says, I have come to change you from impure to pure, and so you should now have disinterest in the impure world. When souls become pure, they cannot stay in this impure world. In this impure world, souls are impure, and human beings are also impure. In that pure world, human beings are pure. Impure human beings reside in this impure world. This is the kingdom of Ravan. As are the king and queen, so are their subjects. All of this knowledge has to be understood by intellects. At this time, no one's intellect has love for God. You children remember the Father, and some of you have internal love for him. You souls love the Father. You have regard for the Father because you have recognized him. You are now personally here in front of Baba. You are listening to Shiv Baba. He is the seed of the human world tree, the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of love, and the ocean of bliss. It is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Trimurti Shiva, the bestower of the knowledge of the Gita, who speaks. You must definitely use the word Trimurti, because the Trimurti has been remembered. Establishment takes place through Brahma. Therefore, this knowledge must definitely be given through Brahma. Sri Krishna wouldn't say, God Shiva speaks. Nothing happens through inspiration, nor can Shiv Baba enter him, Krishna. Shiv Baba enters a foreign world. The Golden Age is the land of Sri Krishna, and so the praise of each is distinct. This is the main thing. No one in the Golden Age studies the Gita. On the path of devotion, it is studied for birth after birth. That doesn't happen on the path of this knowledge. The things of this knowledge don't exist on the path of devotion. The Father, the Creator, now gives you the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. No human being can be the Creator. A human being cannot say, I am the Creator. The Father himself says, I am the seed of the human world tree. I am the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of love, and the one who grants salvation to all. The praise of Sri Krishna is completely distinct from this. Therefore, write the contrast of their praise correctly, so that as soon as people read it, they will immediately understand that Sri Krishna is not the bestower of the knowledge of the Gita. You will gain victory when they accept this one aspect. People get very distressed for the sake of Sri Krishna. Just as devotees of Shiva are prepared to cut their own throats, all they want to do is to go to Shiva. Similarly, Sri Krishna's devotees think that they are going to Sri Krishna. However, no one can go to Sri Krishna. There is no question of sacrificing themselves to Sri Krishna. People sacrifice themselves to the goddesses. None of them sacrifice themselves to the deities. You are those goddesses. You belong to Shiv Baba. Therefore, they also sacrifice themselves to Shiv Baba. Things of violence have been written in the scriptures. You are Shiv Baba's children, and it is your minds, bodies, and wealth that you sacrifice to him. There is nothing more to it than this. This is why people sacrifice themselves to Shiva and the goddesses. The government has now stopped people from sacrificing themselves at Shiv Kashi. That sword is no longer there. When someone on the path of devotion commits suicide, That is the way of being one's own enemy. There is only one way for becoming your own friend. The Father has told you, become pure and claim your full inheritance from the Father. Continue to follow the Srimat of the One Father. This is true friendship. Human souls on the path of devotion are their own enemies. When the Father comes and gives you souls this knowledge, you become your own friends. You souls become pure and claim the inheritance from the Father. The Father comes at the confluence age and makes every soul his own friend. Each of you souls becomes your own friend. When you receive Srimat, you feel that you will only follow the Father's directions. You have been following your own dictates for half a cycle. It is by following Srimat that you receive salvation. You mustn't use your own dictates in this. The Father simply gives you directions. You have come here in order to become deities. By performing good deeds here, you receive good fruit in your next births, in the land of immortality. This is a land of death. However, only you children understand the significance of this number-wise. The intellects of some of you are able to imbibe this knowledge very well. Others are unable to imbibe it, so what can the teacher do? Would you ask for mercy or blessings from a teacher? A teacher teaches and then goes home. When children go to school, they first pray to God, O God, make me pass, and I will offer bhog to you. They would never say to their teacher, give me blessings. At this time, the Supreme Soul is our teacher as well as our Father. It is understood that a child always has his father's blessings. A man desires to have children. When I have a son, I can give him my wealth. That is the blessing. It is the law for a son to receive an inheritance from his father. But everyone now continues to become Tamopradan. As is the father, so are the children. Day by day, everything is becoming Tamopradan. Nature too is becoming Tamopradan. This is a land of sorrow. If this world were to last for another 40,000 years, what would its state be? The intellects of human beings have become completely Tamopradan. Now, by fixing your intellects in yoga with the Father, you receive light. The Father says, the more you stay in remembrance, the more enlightened you will become. By having remembrance, you souls become pure and your enlightenment increases. If you do not have remembrance, you do not receive enlightenment. By having remembrance, your enlightenment grows. If you don't have remembrance, or you perform sinful deeds, your light dims. You are making effort to become Satopradan. These aspects have to be understood. It is by having remembrance that you souls will continue to become pure. You can write, Sri Krishna cannot give the knowledge of the Creator or creation. The status of Sri Krishna is the reward. Also write, the Krishna soul is now in his 84th birth, and is once again taking this knowledge. He will then become number one again. The Father has also explained that there will be 900,000 in the Golden Age. That number will then increase. Many maids and servants who take the full 84 births will be there. It is an account of 84 births. Those who pass the exams with full marks are the ones who come first. The later you come, the older the building would be said to be. A building is new when it is first built. Then, day by day, its lifespan decreases. There will be palaces of gold, and they cannot grow old. Gold always shines, but it still definitely has to be cleaned. Even though jewellery may be made of real gold, even then, its shine decreases, and it therefore needs to be polished. You children should constantly have the happiness that you are going to that new world, and that this is your last birth in this hell. Whatever you see with your eyes, you know that it belongs to this old world, or your old bodies. You are now to take new bodies in a new golden-aged world. The five elements there are also new. Churn the ocean of this knowledge in this way. This is your study. This study of yours will continue until the end. Once the study is over, destruction will take place. Therefore, you should consider yourselves to be students and stay in the happiness that God is teaching you. This happiness is not a small thing. However, Maya also makes you perform wrong acts. Some remain pure for 5 to 6 years, and then Maya makes them fall. Once you fall, you cannot reach that stage again. Knowing that you have fallen, you hate yourself. You children have to remember everything. Every one of you souls knows about your own life and the sins you have committed in this birth. Some of you have dull intellects, whereas others have broad and unlimited intellects. You are able to remember the history of your childhood. Baba also tells you the history of his childhood. Baba even remembers the house he lived in, but there must be new houses built on that place now. You are able to remember your life story from when you were 6 years old. If you have forgotten it, you would be called one with a dull intellect. The father says, write your autobiography. It is a question of your own life. You are able to know the miracles that have happened in your own life. So many large volumes of the lives of Gandhi and Nehru, etc., have been written. In fact, your life is very valuable. It is a wonderful life. This is your most valuable life. You can't even describe it. At this time, only you are the ones who do service. Lakshmi and Narayan don't do any service. Your lives are very valuable. You do the service of making the lives of others as precious as yours. Those who do service well become worthy of praise. There are temples to Vishnu, Devi, etc. You are now becoming true Vishnus. Vishnu means those who are pure. Your diet is now pure vegetarian, Vishnu. You are also Vishnu, pure, in regard to the foremost vice. All of you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are the children of Jagadamba. There are Brahma and Saraswati, and all the rest of you are their children. Goddesses are number-wise, and they are worshipped accordingly. However, it is useless to say that they have so many arms, etc. It is because you make many equal to yourselves that the many arms are portrayed. Brahma is portrayed with 100 arms or 1,000 arms. All of those things belong to the path of devotion. The Father tells you, imbibe divine virtues. Do not cause sorrow for anyone. Do not destroy everything for someone by showing him the wrong path. Explain the one main point. Remember the Father and the inheritance. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. In order to become worthy of praise and worship, become true Vaishnavas. Together with having a pure diet, you must also remain pure. Serve many others during your most valuable life and make their lives elevated. 2. Have such yoga with the Father that the light of you, the soul, increases. Don't perform any sinful act which would dim your light. Become your own friend. Blessing. May you be a master creator who gains victory over adverse situations by remaining stable on the seat of your original stage. Adverse situations come through matter, and so a situation is a creation, and you, with your own stage, are a creator. A master creator or a master almighty authority cannot be defeated. It is impossible. When someone leaves his seat, he can be defeated. To leave your seat means to become powerless. On the basis of your remaining on your seat, you automatically receive power. Those who get off their seat then go into the dust of Maya. Bapdada's beloved Brahmin children who have a birth in which they have died alive can never play in the clay of body consciousness. Slogan. Determination melts away strong sanskars like wax. Avyakt signal. Remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. Just as you are an embodiment of this knowledge, in the same way, become an embodiment of love. Let both this knowledge and love be combined, because this knowledge is the seed and love is the water. If the seed doesn't receive water, it cannot bear fruit. If together with this knowledge there is love in the heart, you will receive the fruit of attainment. Om Shanti.